Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargie and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargie.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation about all things that matter, our homes, our families, our finances, and right now, the holidays.
Exactly. Barreling down like a train engine.
Yeah. Do you feel that way? Are you starting to feel like it's so fast?
Yes, exactly. And we just got Thanksgiving behind us, mm-hmm. and it's like there's never a chance to take a break or a breath.
I'll tell you, I was so excited because this year we had a literal school bus full of Cargies converge upon the house. We had three of our kids and spouses and their kids. So it was a total of 24 people that came down. And my son has a school bus. He owns a school bus because he has to. We're Cargies. We just bring them in by the busload.
Right.
And the bus drove up at about 3 a.m. On Wednesday morning, and that was fun. And I literally cooked for days, which was awesome. I made myself a challenge this year that I wanted to do as much from scratch as possible.
That is a real challenge.
It is. I mean, and I had sort of put that goal for myself before the kids all said that they were coming.
Ah.
So it was going to be a lot simpler when there was just going to be five of us.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, being the crazy psychotic person that I am, I'm like, you know, well, we'll just double and triple the recipes. So, So ended up working literally for days, but you know what? That was fine. It was placing everybody. Nothing will smack you upside the head about the differences between you and your spouse, like trying to decide where people are going to stay.
Oh, overnight.
Oh, ridiculous. Yes.
Yeah.
So when I found out that the kids were coming, I asked my husband, so where are we going to put all of these people? Because, you know, we've got an extra bedroom and then one room is off limits because that's my office.
Right.
So it's like nobody goes in there. That room is on lockdown. And then we've got like a sun porch that we've got, you know, can be an extra bedroom as
right.
well. And we've got, you know, couches and things. And so my husband's, you know, infinite wisdom is, oh, it'll all work out. Like, honey, we've got small children.
Yep.
Like we've got, you know, 3 and 4 year olds in mass that are coming. You know, we've got, you know, a baby. We've got, you know.
Yes.
So where are we going to put all these people? And our son owns his house and he has a couple bedrooms. So I'm like, okay, look, guys, y'all need to bring some air mattresses. You need to bring your
right.
blankets, your sleeping bags, your pillows.
Right. Yes. Right. I was just like, you know, 24 pillows. Nobody
right.
has 24 pillows laying
exactly.
around.
So I'm like, bring it all. And, you know, and I started working on a chart because, again, this is how my mind works.
Uh-huh.
To which my husband told me I was making too much out of this.
Right.
I needed to calm down and it would all be fine. And if you ever, gentlemen, if you ever want to shut down a woman,
uh-huh.
tell her that. Because at that point I was, okay,
uh-huh.
you got it.
Right? Yeah.
And then at 3 a.m. on Wednesday morning, it all came back to bite me as I've got 24 people here. Their bus was limping. The bus was not working properly.
Oh, no.
So it took them about 6 hours longer than it should have to get there.
Oh, gosh.
So the kids are exhausted, you know, and I'm trying to find a place for these little ones to go to bed.
Yeah.
Because they're just worn out.
Yes.
And my husband and my son are two of a kind, and they're both, you know, kind of, well, this, that, the, and finally I'm like, stop. Here's what we're doing. You, back bedroom. You, sun porch. You, Dakotas.
Right.
And go.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way we're
quickly.
Doing it. Right. And then that's when I realized that the blankets and the pillows and the mattresses that they were supposed to bring never got brought.
Oh, great.
So
no.
I'm now forging.
You had one job.
So now I'm going through and trying to pull linens and, you know, as much as I can. And, you know, and yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone got a place to sleep at the end of the day. It took 2 hours to sort that out. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I'm usually up by about 5:30 anyway,
right.
getting
I was
ready
like,
for work.
It's time to get up.
So I'm just like, you know, y'all, okay, you know, what? Wait, okay, just leave Shishi alone for about 3 hours.
Right.
Let me regroup and get, you know, get my happy face back on.
Yes.
And we'll have the holiday start, but.
But you said they got here at 3 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
So truly Wednesday morning. So
yes.
Then you had all the rest of Wednesday to cook before
yes.
Thanksgiving on Thursday.
Yes, thank goodness. Yeah. So, you know, they
because
were...
Because
you know,
cooking with 24 people and around your shins is super simple.
Crazy. I mean, and like I told Gary on Wednesday night, I said, there should be one thing coming out of your mouth right now. And he said, what's that? And I said, I'll go get pizza. Said, those should be the words, the next
exactly.
words out of your mouth.
Right.
Because I ain't cooking anymore tonight.
No.
Like, I am not doing this.
No.
You know, so, you know, the kids need to figure this one out on their own.
Well, it's like, if my house had been, I'm not cooking anymore this year.
Yeah. I mean, it just, it's, and at the end of the day, it was lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, really was. I mean, it was something that we have not had. We haven't had all those grandkids together and all different ages. I mean, they literally ranged from Juniper, who's just turned a year, and she's just precious.
Oh, yeah.
So cute.
I love her name.
And Juniper Bell. So we had Juniper Bell, who's, you know, our baby, and then we went all the way up to Mercedes, who's 17, and she's the oldest of the grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
So we had the second youngest grandchild and the oldest grandchild, and then all phases
in between.
But just, you know, it was so nice to be able to hear the laughter and share the meal. And we had, you know, tables and, you know, plastic tables everywhere. And,
right.
And it was just all of us gathered around, you know, and Gary leading Grace and us all holding hands and, mm-hmm. you know, praying for those that couldn't be there with us.
Right.
And just that's the holiday.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
all of the strife from the 3 a.m., you know,
yeah.
all of that just melts away at that point.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that, I saw the pictures on yeah. Facebook, you know, it's like, it was impressive. That was a lot of food.
All the food.
That
I didn't even
cook.
The family, the kids.
Oh,
like,
my goodness. I was yeah. like, how many ovens do you have?
I have one.
I just can't even.
That's why I cooked for, yeah. We
yeah.
did a lot of wrapping and a lot of freezing.
Yeah.
You know, because then I could just kind of go out. And I was actually prepared this year in that I made almost a chart of what needed to be pulled out when and kept
yes.
myself super organized. And I also found that the more organized I was, the calmer I was.
Right.
And that, I think, going into the rest of the holiday season has been my takeaway,
mm-hmm.
is that I know who I am as a person. I like order.
Mm-hmm.
I like schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And when, yeah, with 24 kids, it makes it hard. But knowing that, it gave me a sense of peace to be able to sort of push through. And as wonderful as all that, my favorite part of the holiday was on Friday. Two of my older grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
my older granddaughters.
Right.
I took them to go see Wicked.
Oh, was it good?
It was phenomenal.
Oh, good.
It was phenomenal. And they'd never seen Wicked,
mm-hmm.
and I was fortunate enough to see it in Philadelphia on the, you know, off Broadway.
Uh-huh.
And it was just so beautiful. So I was so excited, and the girls had a great time. And just to have that one-on-one with the two older girls
yes.
that tend to have to do a lot of babysitting.
Right.
You know, was really nice to be able to give them kind of like a special little treat.
Yes.
And have you been to a movie lately?
Was there, yes, on Sunday to see Moana 2
mm-hmm.
with my grandbaby. So, and let's see, it was myself, my daughter, and two of the grandkids. Kids.
Did you have to take out a second mortgage?
I did. Yeah. Yeah. And we're like, oh, you know, this is cool. I hear that they actually serve food in the movie theaters. Now, mm-hmm. we went to West Knoxville. Turkey Creek down there, whatever the name mm-hmm. of that one is.
I love that theater, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that'll be cool. We can, you know, eat pizza there. Yeah, second mortgage would be pretty much a true statement.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes, it was a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is. It is really crazy.
Because it's not just about the tickets anymore. It's, you know, you got to get the tickets and then you got to get the popcorn. And there's no easy way to do it, right? Because I'm like trying to run numbers again because this is who I am and I'm all about a budget. And, you know, so I'm like, well, if I get the big popcorn, then we can all split it. But you can't get this with that and with that and the other. So, but we made it work. And, you know, and I just, at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? When is the next time I'm going to get this?
Well, I was going to say, you just got through saying it, you know, it's been the first time in a really long time. So
that was my justification.
But, you know, when you got as many grandkids as you do, you can't just like, oh, well, when is going to be, you know, over and over. But, but I'm so glad the movie was good.
It's phenomenal.
And there is no popcorn like movie popcorn.
That's correct.
I don't think it's physically possible for me to go to a movie without getting popcorn.
That's right.
It just isn't.
That's right. That is 100%.
It's my favorite part of the movie in lots of ways because it just, there's a unique taste.
Well, if you're interested in Wicked, it's going to take about 2 hours of your life, two and a half hours. It's very long. And that was the other reason why I didn't take the younger kids. We ended up going and we got them some little coloring books and some things like that to bring back to them since they didn't get to go. So we wanted to bring them something. But it is a long movie. But it keeps you, and it's a two-parter. So the next part, the balance of it is next year. And the girls were saying, you know, that was so good. And I was, and I'm like, well, you realize that's only half of it. And they're like, wow. You know, so I'm excited that next year, you know, we've already kind of made a plan that, you know, I'm going to get together with the two of them next November when it comes out somehow. And and we'll make that our little, you know, our little thing to do. But, but just lovely. And it really hit home after everyone was gone, and I finally got done with all of the laundry, which was yesterday, by the way. Just constant.
Please tell me you used paper plates.
Yes, that we did. But the linens.
Oh, gosh, the towels. You know, you're talking about the sleep on ever, and I'm going 24 people in the bathroom.
Oh, two bathrooms, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of us being very, very courteous of each other, and that's what I was really proud. The kids did a great job. The kids were fantastic.
Yeah, kids are so flexible.
Yeah,
they don't care.
And my son has his property that he bought a year ago, actually through Clinch Pal. He did his financing through us with a 502 direct loan, and he had a big bonfire out there. And so that was really nice that they all got to see Dakota's house.
Yes.
Which was really nice.
Stay there,
They got to show it off.
Exactly. It's all wonderful. So.
But it's all what it's about, you know, and that's what has hit me upside the head. At the end of the day, you know, we talk about Christmas and we've got to do this and we have to do this and we have to do that and we have to do this. I'm gonna go out on a limb and try and flip the script. I'm gonna say, let's joyously open up our hearts to make it the best holiday possible with giving ourselves permission to not have to do anything.
Exactly.
Don't have to do anything.
Right. And permission for what you do that doesn't have to be perfect.
Exactly.
Perfection is, you know, first of all, doesn't exist.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Ask my pie crust. It'll tell
you. Yes. Grace. We all need more grace, and it needs to start with giving ourselves grace.
Yes.
So.
And it's so easy to get caught up in the gift buying and then the wrapping and then the this and the that and the I'm not doing that this year. I'm literally not. We normally have, for Christmas, we normally do like a brunch. And we get, you know, all the kids and there's, you know, the stockings and the whole thing. And I told everybody this year, I'm like, let's not do that this year. This year, you know, we'll still do the brunch and we'll still, you know, I'm still hosting brunch like normal.
Right.
So, but this year, let's just draw names because it's all the just adults. They're not the little kids.
Yeah.
We'll all draw a name and then we'll all and there'll be like a set price on this, like $25. That's fine.
Right.
And then we'll do a Dirty Santa, you know, with like a $15 limit.
A fun thing. Uh-huh.
And that's fine. Yeah. None of us needs anything.
Anything. Yeah. You know? There's that. Right. It's like, oh, what am I going to get? So-and-so.
It drives you crazy.
Uh-huh.
But I said, you know, this way it's just going to be fun. You can really, you have that one person, so you can really think about something thoughtful.
Right.
That's not going to break your bank.
Right.
Because as we all know, I mean, the recession has hit all of us hard.
Right.
You know, and times are hard and money's lean and we've got to focus, mm-hmm. you know, on different priorities. And I really feel at peace with it.
That's great.
You know?
Well, and you know what? You know, here we are. It's December. Mm-hmm. Speaking of schedules, you know, we're now, I think, 17 days from Christmas Day. But last year, one of the things that I got my daughter, actually my daughter and my future daughter-in-law, is a gift certificate from a really nice thrift store.
Mm, perfect.
And and they really, you know, and that it was different. It was unique. They didn't actually use it until sometime like in August,
mm-hmm.
but because they wanted to go together and, you know, schedules are tough, but they'd never been there and that was super fun. Well, this year, I, along the same lines, interestingly enough, I've done some shopping online with used items
mm-hmm.
on Poshmark. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of Poshmark?
Yes,
or
I have.
Did you do Poshmark? I've become a big fan. It's like, oh, because there's my daughter, as it so happened, over Thanksgiving, a pair of shoes I'd gotten her years ago, really soft leather shoes. And it was the weekend before Thanksgiving, anyway, at my oldest grandson's birthday party. And the sole came off her shoe.
Oh, no.
And it's not repairable. She's like, oh, I'm so sad. And I'm like, I'm sad, too, because they don't make those shoes anymore. Because I've actually looked, because I had gotten a pair as well. And they're so soft and so comfortable. And they were also so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at any rate, but on Poshmark, I found them.
Oh, perfect.
I know. They're used. And it's like, you know, it's kind of so fun. It's like, oh, look, here are these at one time very expensive shoes, mm-hmm. and I'm paying $20.
Yep.
Woohoo.
Yep. I love it. I love going thrifting.
Yes.
I love going to yard sales.
Mm-hmm.
I like anything with a story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm that kind of, you know, I like an antique.
Right.
I love antique china. That's like my thing. Yeah, that's my jam. I've got more sets. If you ever need, and well, I've told you this before because at our Rutledge office of Clinch Pal, we have
lots of china.
And someday somebody's going to go walking in there and some of it just may not be there. Don't come to my house. That's not where it will be. I have my great grandmother's wedding china.
Mm-hmm.
That was from the, you know, the 1800s.
My great grandmother's
china. Yeah,
wow.
I have her wedding china.
How much is it?
I've got a full set.
Serious?
I've got a full set. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's Johnson Brothers Wild Turkey, and it's beautiful, and so I've had that. It was passed down, you know, to my grandmother, to my mother, and then to me, and then I have my grandmother's, and I think every person's grandmother had this, the Franciscanware, the Desert Rose. There's the Desert Rose and the Desert Apple, and it's a very classic china pattern. Well, I have my grandmother's, and you can still get Franciscanware. You can still get the Desert Rose, but it's not the vintage.
I may be the only person. I'm going to have to look it up.
I will Google it.
See what it looks like. It's like,
when you see it, you're going to be like, oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know, I'll tell you what I thought you were going to say was coming out of your mouth, because I'm like, oh, yeah. Was and I can't remember what it's called. That is sort of like off. Off-white, more ivory color. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do know that. Yeah, you're right. It's everywhere.
Everyone has it.
But anyway, and with the orange and yellow that came in the laundry detergent.
Yep.
That is very pricey.
Yeah.
I don't have the whole thing, but I do have, you know, tea set and a bowl.
Love
and
that.
Different things.
Love it. So, yeah, I have that.
Salt and pepper.
I have my wedding china. I have my Spode Christmas tree china, which
nice.
You know, it just so that's like my thing. Like
right.
I like anything with a story. So I love Poshmark. I love going to the yard sales around town, the estate sales. There's a lot of them. So if you're looking for some great, you know, some great gift ideas, that's also really fun to do. Is to do a like a white elephant repurpose gift.
Right.
Instead of, you know, buying something new. That's always kind of really fun to be able to do, and it gets people's, like, creative, you know, creative mind going.
Yeah. Well, and now that, you know, my children are older, too, each year I've started trying to, you know, move something really meaningful toward, you know, it's 1 year I gave, and there was, because I only have one, you're talking about your great-grandmother's china. I had one china plate. There was only one china plate left from my grandmother's china, and it was a saucer, and it's really pretty, and it had, like, you know, actual gold.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So I gave that to my daughter 1 year, and then you know, and then my son got from my husband, from his dad's grandfather, those little glass chickens. You know, a little glass chicken, which it was extremely meaningful.
Oh,
and,
I love it.
You know, so again, it's like, okay, there's only one of these things, and you begin to think, of course, I have two children. You have 1,000.
Yes.
But 17, correct?
Yeah, we are the world.
17, right. Yeah. So I'm glad to hear you got a lot of china, because someday you're going to have a lot to divvy out to. But anyway, it's like, okay, there's only one. Who's going to get it? So, you know, well, every year, it's like, we're giving this to you. Here is the story.
I love this.
And this is why.
Yep.
And so doing some of that as well, you know.
I think it just.
Again, because they don't need anything.
Just what the holidays are about.
Yeah.
You know, it's about that heart. It's all about the love and the appreciation and the joy and, you know, and the birth of our Savior. I mean, it's all of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow along the line, we got so wrapped up in the commercialization that we've forgotten what the heart is. And I think, if anything, the recession has shown us that a little bit more. You know, you see people cooking at home more.
Mm-hmm.
You see people that are, you know, learning how to make sourdough breads and sourdough. I mean, say everywhere right now. I mean, you see people that are taking the time and being thoughtful with their time and giving up their time and of their energy. And it's so lovely. And to me, that really is a big lesson.
Right.
You know, it is. It's something that I've really tried to be conscious of going into, you know, into this next year. And every year I set goals and what are my goals for the next year. This year it was about bread. I wanted to sourdough bread. That was my thing. I wanted to know how to do sourdough bread. Next year it is canning. I'm going to learn how to can. I don't know how many jars are going to explode over the next 12 months, but I'm going to learn how to can before the end of the year. But, you know, it's just one
wonderful.
Of those things. It's just.
And I'm 100% behind your bread making, since you just brought me two fabulous loaves of bread that I cannot wait to get home.
I hope
and
they
try.
Taste good. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I mean, you know. Sourdough bread and cranberry orange bread. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be fabulous. So,
and I never did this. I mean, I remember when my first set of kids was little, my sister tells this story all the time, that she was asking Sandra where she lived in, and I had adopted them. They were my nieces that I ended up adopting. And so she would always call my house Stace's house.
Right.
And Shannon said, my sister said to her, well, you know, where do you sleep? At Stace's house. At Stace's house. Because she's trying to get her to say my house.
Right.
And then she says, well, where do you have your meals? And she says, Red Robin. And I was like, oh, maybe we go out to eat a little too much. You know, when that's how she equates where, you know, out of the mouths of babes. But
right.
But, you know, now I remember when I was a kid and we went out to dinner, it was an event. Mm-hmm. It was a very big deal.
Yes.
It was purposeful. And I got into that habit as an adult, you know, and you have kids and you're on the fly and you're it's so easy to just go do this. And now that I am, you know, I have the luxury, and it is a luxury and a privilege, of being able to work from my home, being able to do that, I can take the time, you know, because I'm not going out to lunch. I'm not doing these other things where
I'm not rushing from, picking them up to school to get into baseball practice or, you know, whatever of the 5,000 things are involved in.
I can actually make a meal. You know, I can do these things.
Right.
And it's really been so nice. And seeing how the kids all appreciated the meal that they got and on Thanksgiving, you know, and they were all taking, you know, the leftovers and the fudge. They were fighting over fudge and cookies. But, you know, seeing that it brought them joy made it so worthwhile. That was like the best gift I could have gotten.
You know, now I didn't have all the people you had. I had, there were 10.
I was going to say, you still had quite a few.
Yeah, there was.
I don't think the restaurants had as many people as we did.
7, 8, 9. There was 9 of us. My kids and grandkids and soon to be daughter-in-law. But at any rate, the thing is, I made a big turkey and a turkey breast and massive quantities of everything for the purpose of to make sure that there were plenty of leftovers to take home. Because it's, you know, all about the leftovers. I don't understand the concept of the whole, you know, how many times can you have leftover turkey and whatever, soup, pot pie, casserole, sandwiches, whatever. I'm like, I don't understand. Where are these people that have all this turkey left over? Because we never do. Mm. Never. So as long as you got gravy, there's never going to be turkey. Too much turkey left over. Of course, I like to get through the turkey on Thanksgiving Day to get to the turkey sandwich.
Yes, that's the only reason I do it.
Sandwich with lots of mayonnaise.
And you got to put I always have to put the cranberries on it.
Now see, I'm not there. But it's got to have extremely fresh. It's the one time that it has to be white bread.
Yes, you're 100% correct.
White bread, and it's got to be the freshest loaf possible. Lots of mayo, and it's got to have potato chips.
Oh, now that I didn't do that.
It's so like you're getting the perfect bite of the turkey and then potato chips. And then salt. So I look forward to the turkey sandwiches a lot.
Yeah, we did a turkey ham vegetable soup is what I made after.
Turkey ham vegetable soup.
Yeah, because I had a little bit, because, you know, the kids had all taken, you know, stuff with them. They left on Saturday. So they had taken the majority. So I'm like, well, I've got a little of this, a little of that, a little of the other. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? Who says I can't have turkey and ham in the same soup?
Well, there you go.
So
I'm just
going to make them have friends.
Were they good?
It was great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and then lots of veggies, you know, because we had all the leftover vegetables and stuff. So I just basically, you know, that's the beautiful thing about a soup. Just throw anything in there and it'll work.
Exactly.
You know.
So now we're December. Now we're facing Christmas.
Yes.
So Christmas dinner. Do you, what do you have ham? Do you have, what's your Christmas
No, game? I do very simple. We do a brunch, so I make a breakfast casserole, and I make an almond breakfast cake that I make from scratch. That's like a thing that I invented, and everyone seemed to like it. It was a mistake 1 year, and now it's like, well, you got to make that almond cake thing. And then I'm off. That's it.
Oh.
I do the breakfast, the brunch thing, and then the rest of the day, we sit around in our jammies, and we watch movies, and we just have a relaxing day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't do it anymore. I did prime rib before, and I just like it. I'm just tired.
Oh, yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't even know why we just kind of got to start talking this, and our time's almost already up.
Oh.
But I guess if there's any takeaway from this conversation about just, you know, randomness, it's about being thoughtful and appreciative versus focusing on commercial.
Yeah.
And I wanted to mention this really quickly. We just came off of Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
Just because Giving Tuesday is gone doesn't mean that we can't still give.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you are looking for a gift for somebody that maybe is very difficult for you to find something for, maybe honor them by making a donation in their name. There's lots of very, very worthy organizations here in our area. And I would like to throw out ours as well at ClinchPal. You can go online to clinchpal.net. You will see a donate here button. Mm-hmm. And that actually goes boots on the ground to help people in our communities, maybe help them get an HVAC, a senior citizen that needs an HVAC system, or help somebody who maybe needs, you know, some roof repairs. But that's what it's all about. So be thinking about that. And remember, Giving Tuesday can happen all year round. And on that note, we will see you next week. This is Dollars and Cents on WAEW. Have a great day.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.